Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We are at Gordon Rennie Field, Lafayette Central Catholic High School. Going to play baseball here on a Tuesday. Should be a good ball game. It's going to be a remake. Actually, there was a rain out after the first time these two teams got together. It's Twin Lakes Indians and Central Catholic Knights. Twin Lakes Indians drive over tonight from Monticello. They were just a little bit behind times getting here. Pretty good trip from Monticello to Lafayette. We'll mention Lafayette. Central Catholic has already taken their infield, and Twin Lakes Indians doing the same right now. They're finishing up right now on the infield. They got the outfield covered, and that's Coach right there hitting infield. That's Coach Jake Burton. We'll mention Jake Burton, varsity baseball coach, working in year number 44. He loves the game of baseball, along with Coach Tim Bourdonnais. Should be a good ball game tonight. We welcome you to today's Education Base High School varsity baseball game. We'll mention it's Central Catholic. They're going to host, as you know, Twin Lakes Indians. They're finishing up the infield right now, and I'm getting ready for baseball. The umpires have arrived. They're walking in right now. And Central Catholic going to go out, change the bases. They're going to put the sparkly white painted bases back out there for the ball game. So they're getting ready for baseball. And we'll mention this internet radio broadcast is made possible by AudioSportsOnline.net. That's ASO. That's Robbie Kendall. Robbie Kendall providing internet radio access for PutMeInSports.com since 2008. So they're going to drag the infield. Going to get it looking plush. We'll go ahead and mention a little bit about Twin Lakes. Twin Lakes Indians, we'll mention their school enrollment is 688. They perform in Class 3A, Sectional 20. And their sectional, that's just about a couple of weeks away, in their sectional is Frankfort, North Montgomery, Northwestern, Twin Lakes, West Lafayette, and Western. The principal at Twin Lakes High School is Melissa Whitehead. The athletic director is Dan Stiles. And the office manager in the athletic department is Emily Anderson. We'll remind you, Twin Lakes High School is located at 300 South 3rd Street, Monticello, Indiana, 47960. You can dial them up at 574-583-7108. On the web, it's tlsschools.org. Twin Lakes Indians, they wear the collars red and white. They perform in the Hoosier Conference West Division. This is a West Division matchup. And both these teams going to finish up the West Division with this game tonight. So we'll mention a little bit about Twin Lakes. They're currently 12 wins, 7 losses. They're 5-2 in the Hoosier Conference West Division. As mentioned, their head coach is Jake Burton. Jake Burton, varsity head baseball coach, 44th year. This is year number 7 at Twin Lakes High School. The next game on their agenda, follow me this game. They'll have another one tomorrow night. They'll play a 5 o'clock ball game tomorrow night. It'll be Twin Lakes at Frontier. Frontier, that reminds me, Eric Harmon. Eric Harmon used to coach at Frontier. He was a football coach. He let me know they had one undefeated season. They won it all. That was Coach Eric Harmon, football coach. And we'll mention a little bit about Lafayette Central Catholic. Lafayette Central Catholic Knights High School was founded in 1956. They have a school enrollment of 294. They're Class 1A, sectional number 54. 6 in their sectional. In their sectional, Attica, Covington, Fountain Central, Lafayette Central Catholic, North Vermilion, and Riverton Park. We'll remind you, the principal at LCC is Melissa Robertson. The athletic director is Tim Bourdonnais. The assistant assistant athletic directors are Julia Denhart and Charlie Roberts. And we'll mention the athletic trainer is Sarah Igo. Sarah Igo, she's with child. Her and her husband are going to give birth to their first. It's going to be a girl. She tells me the due date is August the 1st. We'll mention Central Catholic High School is located at 2410 South 9th Street, Lafayette, Indiana, 47909. You can dial them up by telephone at 765-474-2496. On the web, it's lccathletics.com. On Twitter, it's at @LCC_athletics. Lafayette Central Catholic wears the colors navy and white. They perform in the Hoosier Conference. Hoosier Conference will mention Friday night. Weather permitting, they're talking about some rain. It's going to be the crossover game in the Hoosier Conference. The Western Panthers are currently 16-2. They're 8-0 in the East Division. It's going to go against Central Catholic. The Knights, currently 13-8. They're 7-0 in the West. And that game will happen right here at Gordon Lennon Field. That'll be Friday night, this Friday, the 12th. That'll be a 5:30 start. If you cannot be here, Put Me in Sports will be here. And we'll mention a little bit about Central Catholics in their 13 wins, 8 losses on the season. They're 7-0 in the Hoosier West. The head coach is Mr. Tim Bordonnais. Tim Bordonnais is a 1987 graduate from Central Catholic High School. And the next game on the agenda following tonight's game, as just mentioned, Central Catholic will host Western in the Hoosier Crossroads crossover game. I should say the Hoosier Conference, not the crossover, but we'll mention the crossover game. It's going to be Friday night, the 12th at 5:30. We'll also mention Central Catholic, first game of the sectional. That'll be here at Central Catholic. It'll be on the 25th of May at 5:30 start. Class 1A, sectional 54, the Attica Red Ramblers will go against Central Catholic Knights. So the umpire meeting is Jeff broke up, shaking hands all the way around. Knights are going to take the field. They're going to introduce lineups right there for the Knights. Got a little bit of wind, not too much, blowing in from center field. Looking for a good game today on the field. Last night, Knights were playing on synthetic field turf. Tonight, they play on their own natural grass. So they're introducing the lineups right now. We'll get to the starters here momentarily. And a good game in the works tonight. This game's scheduled for 5:30. It's going to be more like 5:48, something like that. And they're announcing starters for the Knights. So, ball game on the agenda. Final game in the Hoosier West Division. I'm going to give an opening prayer and the national anthem. We'll set this down.
Father, God of Heavenly Father, help us get us to see the things that last in this human world and keep our eyes focused on you. Help us be determined, strong in our faith, and an example of peace. Help us be just and fair in all their endeavors and give us strength to come to you alone. We ask this in Christ our Lord. Amen. Father. I'm going to go to the next slide.
That's our national anthem. Both teams standing at attention. We're right there on the third baseline, first baseline. We'll mention Twin Lakes Indians going to occupy the third base dugout. Central Catholic Knights going to use the first base dugout. They're getting ready to throw some pitches out here, getting warmed up. Ryan Schumer saying hello to the two umpires. He's behind the dish now. Getting ready to take some warm-up tosses right here for Central Catholic. The home team on the scoreboard, it's Tyler Fox. Tyler Fox, right-handed pitcher. He's going to work from the stretch. Looks like he's going to work from the stretch pretty much this game. Might not go with the windup. They use the stretch because he's primarily a relief pitcher by trade. Not saying he does not and cannot start a ball game like he's doing right now. So we'll mention Tyler Fox. We'll talk a little bit about Tyler Fox. We'll mention Tyler Fox has pitched 9 2/3 innings. This is appearance number 8. This is start number 2 for Tyler Fox. He's faced 54 batters. He's thrown 202 pitches. He's allowed 10 hits. He's allowed 9 runs. 5 of those runs were earned. He's walked 10. He struck out 13. 6 of those batters sat down looking. He's hit 2 batters along the way. He's got an ERA of 3.621. Around the diamond here, catcher is number 7, Ryan Schumer. At first base, number 18, T.J. Bell. At second base, number 12, Owen Munn. At shortstop, number 24, Evan Dienhart. At third base, number 17, Gavin Boutel. In left field, number 3, Jackson Kane. In center field, number 33, Bryn Robbins. And in right field, number 20, Caden Minnick. Designated hitter in this ballgame for the Knights is going to be Ben Mazur. Ben Mazur is going to bat in place of defensive player at third base, number 17, Gavin Boutel. They're getting ready to start it up right now. First batter in the lineup. The leadoff batter in today's ballgame is going to be number 8, Tristan Robertson. Tristan Robertson plays center field. Getting ready to step in. Tristan Robertson is a sophomore. Right-handed batter. They're playing play ball. 546, according to AT&T. Out of the stab, here comes the first pitch. Tyler Fox, right across the dish, thigh high, strike called. No balls, one strike. Getting started right here, about 74 degrees for a high today. Here comes the pitch, breaking pitch, just inside, evidently. A little bit of a horseshoe around the plate. Count goes 1-1. Tearing in, looking at signals. Tyler Fox, right-handed batter's box, Tristan Robertson. Here comes the 1-1. Ground ball, third base. Gavin Boutel cleans it. They throw across the diamond. They'll get the put out. With T.J. Bell, there's one out here in the top of the first. So next batter going to step in. He's the two-hitter. C.J. Brummett. C.J. Brummett wears number 16. He's playing second base in this contest. First contest back at Twin Lakes, Monticello. I'm pretty sure he played shortstop against the Knights that evening. Working from the stretch, now the set, first pitch to Brummett. Outside, ball 1. 1 ball, no strikes. Outfield playing straight away. Infield playing natural, regular depth. Here comes the second pitch. Outside edge, called strike. Nice placement by Tyler Fox. Count goes 1-1. 1 ball, 1 strike, 1 out. Early going, top of the first inning. Here comes the pitch. Inside, it's all a strike. It looked like it was a little bit upstairs. I think C.J. Brummett kind of in agreement with what I just said, according to his body language. 1 ball, 2 strikes. Here comes the pitch. He'll pop one, left field. Jackson Kane has a beat on it. He won't have to move much, and he'll make the catch. There's 2 out here in the top of the first inning. Next batter going to step in for Twin Lakes. Could be the 3-hitter, number 6, Carson Wagner. Carson Wagner, he gets moved over to shortstop. I think maybe they swap places somewhere along the way. They're currently 12-7. Here comes the pitch. Breaking pitch inside, ball one. One ball, no strikes. One foot in, one foot out, a step back in. 1-0 count, working from the stretch. Now the set. Here comes the pitch from Fox. Outside edge, knee high, called strike. Tyler Fox, step back in the rubber, working from the stretch. Working from the stretch, now the set. Here comes the 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Count goes 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Going to step back in, Carson Wagner. Carson Wagner, number 6. He's a sophomore by class. Here comes the 1-2. Breaking kick, swing and a miss. Righty facing a righty, and the Knights are out of the inning. 3 up, 3 down. And Twin Lakes Indians going to play defensively in the field. We'll take you around the lineup right here defensively for Twin Lakes. Their pitcher tonight is Jaden Francescina. He's going to take the ball right now. He's a member of the junior class. They have him at 5'10", 190. Jaden Francescina, number 21. We'll remind you a little bit about him. He has 34 innings thus far on the season. He has the most innings recorded thus far for Twin Lakes. He's got an ERA of 2.47. 2.47 is the best ERA for Twin Lakes this season. Jaden Francescina is 4 wins, 2 losses. This is appearance number 8 for Jaden. He's given up 33 hits this season. He's given up 24 runs. Half of those runs were earned. The other half were not. So we'll mention he's walked 21. He struck out 21. He's allowed 2 home runs. He's faced 163 batters. He's thrown 516 pitches. We'll go around the infield here shortly. Stepping into bat for the Knights. The one hitter is going to be number 12, Owen Munn. And the first baseman jogs out. It's Luke Geno. Luke Geno at first base, stepping in right-handed batter for the Knights. Number 12, Owen Munn. Going to work from the windup. Jaden Francescina, first pitch. Breaking pitch just outside. Ball one. One ball, no strikes. Owen Munn steps in. Here comes the wind and the delivery. Swung on and take it to center field. Pretty hot shot. Going to be enough air under it. It's a line shot that caught in center field by Tristan Robertson. So one out here in the bottom of the second inning. Check that. Bottom of the first inning. Evan Jeanhart going to step in. Evan Jeanhart, another right-handed batter. A little bit of an open stance. Working from the windup. Jaden Francescina. First pitch outside of ball. Francescina's catcher is number 1, Ross Howard. At first base is 27, Luke Geno. Here comes the second pitch to Deanhart. Outside edge, called strike. At second base is number 16, C.J. Brummett. Shortstop, Carson Wagner, wears number 6. At third base, Alan Miller, number 14. Third pitch outside a ball. Count goes 2-1, Evan Deanhart. In left field, number 9, Clayton Burton. No relation to Coach Jake Burton. Pitch comes in high for ball 3. 3 balls, 1 strike. In center field, number 8, Tristan Robertson. And in right field, number 44, Landon Arthur. Here comes the pitch. Outside half, knee high, called strike. Count goes 3-2, Evan Jeanhart. Working from the windup, here's the pitch from Francescina. He's going to foul one right side, out of play. Going to be out there near the track. They're having a track meet today. So it's a beautiful day to have a track meet and the baseball game. Here comes the pitch to Evan Jeanhart. Low for ball four. So Jeanhart going to jog to first base. We'll mention Evan Jeanhart entering last night's ball game. 15 walks. So there's at least number 16. There's one out here in the bottom of the first inning. Jeanhart is aboard at first base. Stepping in, Ryan Schumer. Working out a stretch, now the set. Here's the pitch. Breaking pitch, back door in there for a strike. Pretty much a slow curve, but it makes its way back in. Ryan Schumer probably looking for that one again. Working from a stretch, now the set. Here comes the 0-1. Outside half, called strike, knee high. Ryan Schumer only needs one. Count goes 0-2. Evan Jeanhart at first base. There's one out. We're in the bottom of the first inning. Francescina, Alba set. Here comes the 0-2. Outside of ball as Ross Howard was set up outside. He hit the spot, but it was a ball. Count goes 1-2. Peering, looking at signals out of the stretch. Checks first base. Now the set for Francescina. Here's the pitch. He's going to pop one left field. Going to have to come in, try to make a catch, and he will make a catch. That's Clayton Burton. He records the second out here in the bottom of the first. So Evan Jeanhart retreats back to first base. Next batter in the lineup for the Knights. He's the four-hitter, Ben Mazur. Ben Mazur is the DH, as mentioned. He's batting in place of defensive player Gavin Boutel. Boutel is at third base. As a set, your first pitch to Mazur. Healthy cut, swing and a miss. That's going to be a foul tip in the glove, according to the umpire. Same result. 0-1 count to Mazur. Peering in, looking at signals. Second first base out of the stretch. Now the set. Here's the pitch. Inside, strike called. Is it horseshoes the plate? Made a call him out at second base. Evan Jeanhart. A lot of folks, even in the crowd, in disbelief. So Evan Jeanhart slow to walk off the base in disbelief. Evan Jeanhart, we'll mention, on the stealing category, he has stolen four bases. That's the second time he's been caught stealing this season. So the Knights are going to go back out, going to play defensively. The right Knights get out of the inning, so do the Twin Lakes. Going to go to the top of the second inning. And we'll mention this game is in parts being brought to you by Reynolds Farm Equipment. Reynolds Farm Equipment since 1955. They're located 1451 East 276th Street. That's Atlanta, Indiana. That's the rural address. And we'll mention RentalsFarmEquipment.com. Inside Reynolds Farm Equipment is Titus Bakery and Deli. Titus Bakery and Deli, their hours of operation are Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. On Saturday, they're open 7 a.m. to 12 noon. You can join them for breakfast and or lunch. We'll mention Reynolds Farm Equipment. Reynolds Farm Equipment hours of operation are Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturday, 7:30 a.m. to 12 noon. They're closed on Sunday. So that's Reynolds Farm Equipment, Titus Bakery and Deli. You can grab a hot coffee and a donut or that hot breakfast you've been looking for. Reynolds Farm Equipment along U.S. 31 in northern Hamilton County. Stepping in, four-hitter Tanner Coble. First pitch from Fox. The dribble of foul ball back behind the umpire. It'll stay there in the grass. Count goes 0-1. No balls, one strike. Tyler Fox still working with the stretch. Out of a set, here comes the 0-1 pitch to Coble. Breaking pitch, finishes high. A righty facing a righty. Tyler Fox back in the rubber. One ball, one strike. Tanner Coble, he is the DH. Here comes the pitch. A bit high, ball two. Two balls, one strike. Tanner Coble is batting in place of the pitcher, Jaden Francescina. Francescina wears number 21. Here comes the 2-1 pitch. Outside edge. Might have been outside half. strike calls. Count goes 2-2. Four hitter, Tanner Coble. Right-handed batter's box. Right-handed delivery from Fox. Breaking pitch finished just high above the zone. Count goes full at 3-2. Top of the second inning, Central Catholic High School. Here comes a 3-2 pitch. The foul one back, straight back out of play. Count remains 3-2. Tanner Coble stepping back in the rubber, peering and looking at signals out of the stretch. Tyler Fox, now the set. Here's the 3-2 again. Outside, 4. So Tanner Coble going to trot down to first base pretty briskly. He'll be there at first base. And Coach Jake Burton might be looking for a runner, but he may have changed his mind to walk back to the coaching box there at third base. Stepping into bat is going to be number 27, Luke Denno. Luke Denno is the first baseman. Right-handed batter. First pitch, swung on. You're going to get a base hit to right fielder, drop in, one bounce, picked up by Cade Minnick. He'll bring it back in, hit the cutoff, Evan Dienhart, and a base hit off the bat of Luke Denno. So Luke Denno picks up the first base hit in the ball game. Top of the second inning, 2 aboard. Nobody out. Luke Denno at first base. Tanner Coble at second base. Stepping into bat, the sixth hitter, number 14, Alan Miller. He plays third base, right-handed batter. Breaking pitch in there for a strike. No balls, 1 strike. 1 foot in, 1 foot out. Signals being given by Coach Burton. Quite a few signals. At second base is Tanner Coble. Here comes the pitch. Swung on, ground ball, Owen Munn. Owen Munn misplaced it, throw to first base. He'll get the out at first. He was thinking about that trip for the double play. Couldn't initiate it the first time. Had to reach back down and had to throw to first base and just did get Alan Miller. So the runners move up 90 feet each. At third base now is Tanner Coble. Out of second base is Alan Miller. In the batter's box, Landon Arthur pitch comes in. Ball low, we'll take that back. In the batter's box is number 1, the 7 hitter, Ross Howard. Ross Howard is the catcher for Twin Lakes. No balls, 1 strike. Here comes the pitch. Outside of ball, good block. Kept it laterally to his right. No movement by the runners. Good stop by Ryan Schumer. 1-1. 1 out. Peering in, looking at signals out of the stretch. Now the set. Here comes the pitch by Tyler Fox. Short hop, good block once again. Protecting right there, Ryan Schumer. Right-handed batter. He is number 7 hitter. Where's number 1? Ross Howard. 2-1 count. Out of the set, here comes the pitch. Outside edge, strike called. Perfectly placed by Tyler Fox. 2-2. 1 out. Top of the second inning, 2 aboard. Second and third, here's the pitch. Just missed outside. Count goes full at 3-2. Right-handed batter's box, Ross Howard. Ross Howard also a sophomore athlete. 3-2, here comes the pitch. Outside edge, strike 3. So 2 outs on the diamond. Next batter going to step in. This is Landon Arthur. Landon Arthur plays right field. He wears number 44, another right-handed batter. Peering in, looking at signals. Tyler Fox now out of the set. He'll check third base. First pitch to Arthur. Breaking pitch for a strike. Landon Arthur wears number 44. 6'2", 160. Another sophomore athlete. Working from the stretch, now the set. Becomes a pitch from Fox. breaking pitch once again called strike. Count goes 0-2. Landon Arthur steps back in. Right-handed batter. Peering in, looking at signals. Out of the stretch, now the set. Tyler Fox is the 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. So the Knights get out of the inning. They strand two runners. One was a walk. The other was a base hit. And the Knights going to bat in the bottom of the second inning. So Will Mitchell, this game is also in part being brought to you by Lisa Stokes Bear. Lisa Stokes Bear, Century 21 real estate agent, real estate broker. When you're looking for that enthusiastic real estate agent, look toward Lisa. Lisa Stokes Bear. Lisa has more than 20 plus years experience while serving clients with the utmost professionalism. Let Lisa list and or let Lisa look for your residential or corporate relocation. Contact Lisa Stokes Bear by cellular phone or by text message. 317-513-4086. Again, her number is 317-513-4086. It's simple. When you would rather rely and relax on the real estate lady who listens, rely on experience and knowledge, rely on Lisa Stokes Bear. 317-513-4086. Stepping into bat, once again, is 27 Ben Mazur. Out was recorded at second base, trying to steal in the bottom of the first. So a brand new count, Ben Mazur, right-handed batter. Here comes the first pitch from Francescina. Breaking pitch broke perfectly. Strike called. Working from the windup, Jaden Francescina, here's the pitch. Ground ball. He goes shortstop. Fielded by Wagner. He'll throw across the diamond. They'll get the put out with Luke Denno. There's one out here in the bottom of the second inning. Next batter going to step in for the Knights. Going to be number 20. That's Caden Minnick. Caden Minnick looking for signals. None given. Coach Bordenay. He'll step in. He'll get a hand clap. Caden Minnick plays right field for the Knights. First pitch from Francescina. Backdoor curveball. Just misses. Ken goes 1-0. Righty pitching. That's Jaden Francescina. Lefty batting. Caden Minnick. Here comes the 1-0, and he'll take a swing and a miss. One ball, one strike. TJ Bell is on deck. Peering in, looking at signals out of the windup. Here comes the wind and the pitch. Swung on, base hit. Ground ball to right field, right between second base and first base. I should say second baseman and first baseman. Pretty sharply hit ball. And the Knights pick up a hit on the scoreboard, courtesy of Caden Minnick. So one runner aboard, one out, bottom of the second inning, stepping in for the Knights, number 18, TJ Bell. Working out a little stretch, now the set, here's the pitch. Going to be hit by pitch. TJ Bell absorbs the pitch. He jogs down to first base. And TJ Bell on the season is hit for the second time. Tell you what, Ryan Schumer leads the team in hit by pitch. He's been hit five times. Evan Dienhart has been hit four times. Not a lot of fun, but you get a free base. Stepping into bat, Jackson Kane, and there's one out. Right-handed batter, Jackson Kane, playing left field in today's ball game. Looking out of the set. Check second, first pitch, he's going to square the bunt. Going to put a bunt down back to the pitcher. They're going to throw to third base, and they're going to get the force out at third base. Jackson Kane put a little bit too much pressure on that bat, and we're right back to Francescina. He came off the mound to his right side, and an easy play at third base for the second out. So the Knights have runners at first and second base. T.J. Bell is at second. Jackson Kane at first. stepping into bat. He's doing the pitching today. Tyler Fox. Heavy cut, swing and a miss. Tyler Fox, a couple of games ago, he got a double one game, and then he got a double the next game. Hitting the ball well. Tyler Fox, right-handed batter. Trying to help himself. Pitch comes in. Right below the kneecaps. Strike called. Kim goes 0-2 to Tyler Fox. Step back in. Right-handed batter. Facing the righty. Jaden Francescina. Albacete, here's the pitch. Outside of ball. Good block right there. Short hop. Ross Howard, the catcher. Saved a 90-foot travel by both base runners. Count goes 1-2. Outside and check second base. Here comes the 1-2. Going to go base hit over the second baseman. Going to get an RBI. Round and third is T.J. Bell. And Tyler Fox does help himself with a base hit to right field. Moves the runner to third base. That's Jackson Kane. So the Knights are on the board first. A 1-0 contest. There are two outs here in the bottom of the second inning. Next batter going to step in. For the Knights, going to be number 33, Grant Robbins. Grant Robbins, right-handed batter. Signals given. Runners at first and third base. Peering in, looking at signals. Out of the stretch, Jaden Francescina. Out of the set, here comes the pitch to Robbins. Low, good block here. Kept it laterally to his right. Ross Howard and the base runner stayed put. So one ball, no strikes. Stepping back in. Bren Robbins, center fielder, out of the set. Here's the pitch. Pitch comes in, inside half, called strike. Counts one ball, one strike. Two out. Knights batting in the bottom of the second inning. Runners at first and third. Here comes the 1-1 pitch from Francescina. He can try the 31 pickoff. Pretty close there. We'll miss him. Caden Minnick. Take that back. We'll see who the courtesy runner is there at first base. He gets back safely. The 31 move, that's where he steps off, takes the third, turns right around with his right foot off the rubber, and throws a dart back to first base. Pitch comes in, strike called. Delayed hand gesture there for the strike. Count goes 1-2. Tonight's have runners at second and third base. Peering in, signals. 1-2 count. Brent Robbins, here's the pitch. Outside of ball. Two balls, two strikes. Signals given. Coach Bordnet. Not a lot. The hand clap. Brent Robbins, a 2-2 count. Runners at second and third. Here's the pitch. You know, pop one back out of play. Count remains 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Knights with runners at second and third base. Jackson Kane is at third. Working out a stretch, now the set. Here's the 2-2 step off the back. Steps off the back, Francescina. He kind of owns the pace of the game when he's pitching. That's the same thing for Tyler Fox when he's pitching for the Knights. Working out a set. 2-2 pitch again. You're going to see a pickoff move. Going to overthrow. Going to get back. Going to throw the ball away at third base. It bounced in there. Couldn't hold it. At the third base, Alan Miller. And both runs score. Second and third base for the overthrow from Francescina. Trying to get the pickoff move. He's thinking about the throwing straight to third base. That was not going to be the 31 move. He short hopped it to Alan Miller, and Miller couldn't handle it. Back to the down there near the bullpen. So the bases are cleared. 2-2 count. Now 3-2. Breaking pitch finishes away. Brent Robbins going to look for a good pitch to hit right here. Counts 3-2. Here comes the pitch. outside a train of miss. So the Knights come up with three runs here in the bottom of the second inning. And they leave nobody on base. And we'll mention this game is also, in part, being brought to you by Larson and Sons. Larson and Sons of Target Sports are right there in in Sheridan. Target Sports, 408 South Main Street, Sheridan, Indiana, 46069. You can dial them up by telephone at 317-758-5886. Again, that number is 317-758-5886. They have new and used certified gun sales. They buy, they sell, and they trade. Gunsmithing and repairs are welcome at Target Sports. We'll mention Target Sports. You can find them on Facebook at Larson and Sons Target Sports. You can ask them about a local gun range for safe practice shooting. And that safe practice shooting is always spoken at Target Sports. In Sheridan, they're right downtown. Sheridan, right on Main Street. Let's throw one down at second base. Ryan Schumer gets the Gavin detail. He puts it in the glove of Tyler Fox. Stepping in the back, you'll see the nine hitter. He wears number nine, Clayton Burton. He's the left fielder. Out of Fox, out of the set. First pitch to Burton. Swing and a miss. So, no balls, one strike, top of the third inning. Knights had scored three in the bottom of the second. Swung on, foul ball at home plate. Full swing, going to get him in the box. Maybe off that left shin or that left foot. Home plate umpire gives the bat back to him. It's all about sportsmanship. Doesn't matter what the age is. No balls, two strikes. Stepping back in. Now out of the set, here comes the pitch from Fox. Breaking pitch, finishes away. Ball one. One ball, two strikes. Right into the batter's box. Peering in, looking at signals. Now out of the set, Tyler Fox is the 1-2. Swung on. Full swing, going to go down to the third baseline. To pick up the baseball, Gavin Boutel. He was playing back at the base. And then full swing. Base hit ended up about 25 feet down the third base line, came to a halt. By the time Boutel picked the ball up, he's safe at first. So Clayton Burton gets himself aboard with the base hit. Stepping in the bat, the one hitter. Leadoff batter in the ballgame, number 8, to Robertson. Pickoff move, first base. Tristan Robertson, he's played in all 19 games. 78 played appearances, 63 at-bats. He's batting .492. Now right-handed batter's box. Here's the pitch. Outside is called strike. Count goes 0-1. So Robertson going to step back in. .571 on base percentage. Out of the set, pickoff move. First base back in there. Head first. Safe is Clayton Burton. Tristan Robertson has scored 29 runs this season. Pitch comes in and it's a swing at it, swing and a miss. Count goes 0-2. He got 31 hits. Robertson leads the team with total hits with 31 in 19 games. Pickoff move once again back in there safely is Clayton Burton. No balls to leadoff batter for the Indians, Tristan Robertson. Out of the set, here's the pitch. Outside of ball, breaking pitch. Finished pretty far outside. Ryan Schumer made a good play. 19 RBI on the season. Sends a one hitter. Out of the set, here comes the 1-2. Ground ball, third base, Gavin Boutel. He'll field it off the shoe. It was a hot hit ball. Looked like it was going to make another hop, and it stayed down. Off the shoe, it picked it up. couldn't get the play at first base. There are two aboard for Twin Lakes. Next batter going to step in. Step into bat, number 16, C.J. Brummets. Looking at signals. Coach Burton, signals given. Runners at first and second base, left-handed batter. Batting for the second time in this ball game, C.J. Brummets. Out of the set, a second base. Pitch comes in, breaking pitch inside for a ball. C.J. Brummett, where's number 16? He's played in all 19 games, 76 plate appearances, 59 at-bats. Here comes the pitch. Healthy cut, swing and a miss. One ball, one strike. C.J. Brummett batting 458 in that left-handed batter's box. Steps back in. Tyler Fox checks second out of the stead. Here's the pitch. Backdoor curveball misses high. Kemp goes 2-1. Two balls, one strike. Peering in looking at signals. Tyler Fox. Ryan Schumer. Out of the set. Check second. Here's the pitch. Swung on. Back to the box. Tyler Fox seals it. He gets out at first base. It was a hot hit ball. It was in the glove and then it fell to the surface. Had to pick it back up. And then by that time he had just one play to make, and that was at first base. And just did get C.J. Brummett. There's one out and the base runners move up 90 feet. Runners at second and third base with one out, stepping in, number 6, Carson Wagner. Out of the set. Here comes the pitch. Breaking pitch. Look good. Count goes 1-0. Stepping back in, Carson Wagner. And that's a solid stretch. Now the set, check third, here's the pitch. Breaking pitch. We call that one a strike. He's got braided pitches. And I got the count 1-1. So one ball, one strike. Peering in, looking at signals. Tyler Fox. Out of a set, here comes the pitch. Outside a ball. Breaking pitch. Down goes 2-1. Carson Wagner. He's played in all 19 games. 77 plate appearances. 59 at-bats. Here comes a 2-1 pitch to Wagner. Breaking pitch finishes away. Count goes 3-1. Right-handed batter's box, Carson Wagner. Wagner batting 339 on the season. Out of the set, here comes the 3-1 pitch. Outside, ball 4. So Wagner sprints down to first base. Bases are all occupied. Bases loaded. They're at the top of the third inning. Stepping into bat, number 11, Tanner Coble. Coble is the DH, batting in the 4th spot for the Indians. Right-handed batter, out of the set, here comes the pitch. Outside, ball 1. One ball, no strikes. Tanner Coble, made in all 19 games, 74 plate appearances, 53 at-bats, batting 396. In that right-handed batter's box, here's the pitch. Outside, a bit low, timeout on the diamond. Coach Borden is going to walk out and talk with his infield. Two balls, no strikes. There's one out. Bases are occupied. They're loaded for Twin Lakes Indians. Timeout on the diamond. Coach Borden is going to talk with his infield. So Tanner Coble, where's number 11? He's got an on-base percentage of .527. Tanner Coble has scored 15 runs, and he has hit safely 21 times. He's got 17 RBI. He's got 7 doubles. We'll also mention he's walked 17 times. He's walked back to the dugout 16 times. He's been hit by pitch once along the season. So new baseball, asked for, did not be denied. from the home plate umpire, Tyler Fox. It's a step back in the rubber. Two balls, no strikes. Tanner Cobol batting up to the third. Bases loaded for the Indians. Out of the set comes the pitch. Outside and low, ball three. Three balls, no strikes. Tyler Fox going to look for that strike zone. Tanner Cobol going to look for a strike. Here comes a 3-0. Right across the dish. Pops off the glove of Schumer. Home plate umpire. Delayed call. Gives the signal. I mean, the outfield, the reason for that call at home plate where the fingers come out and the arm comes out, that's for the outfield because they are so far away. So they need a little quicker. I think it needs to be a little quicker so the outfield can know the strikes. Strikes, balls, and strikes. So Piernan looking at signals. Three balls, one strike. Here comes the pitch from Tyler Fox. Swung on, foul ball. Left side, getting a glove on it there. It's Coach Jake Burton. So the count goes full. 3-2 count. So the base runners may be moving, working out a stretch. Now the set. Here's the 3-2 pitch. Swung on, ground ball. Evan Dienhart flips it to Owen Munn. They'll go to first base. They'll get the double play and get out of the inning. Base is loaded. Room service ground ball to shortstop Evan Dienhart to Owen Munn and on over to first base T.J. Bell. And there are three outs. In the top of the third. The Knights are going to bat in the bottom half. Third inning, we'll mention. After 2.5, Knights 3, Indians 0. And we'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by FritzandFishers.com. FritzandFishers.com. They've been going at it for 40 years. Mr. John Fritzkruger, Fritz and Fishers. 40 years in the car business. What a quality guy. The way he is a gentleman. So they've been doing it since 1983. They have great cars, great prices, great customers. You can dial them up by telephone at 317-842-2228. Phone number will ring in at their dealership in Fishers. We'll mention they have a second Hamilton County location. That's Fritz in Noblesville. Right there along State Road 32, you can dial them up there at 317-773-2232. You can explore their quality used car inventory. You can visit them online or you can visit them on site. That's FritzandFishers.com. F-R-I-T-Z. Stepping in the bat, second time in the lineup. It's going to be number 12, Owen Munn. Owen Munn steps in. That is 324. First pitch. Going to foul one back out of play. I should mention Owen Munn. Updated stats. 21 game stats. Number 12, Owen Munn. 320 batting average. 373 on deck. On the 85 plate appearances. You know, ground ball, third base. Going to be a base hit. Going to get up and over the third baseman. Allen. Puts the ball into left field, picked up by Clayton Burton. So Owen Munn is aboard. Last night, seventh inning, Owen Munn got aboard and followed up. Also getting aboard was Evan Dienhart. Evan Dienhart in the batter's box right now. Working out a stretch. Now a set. He's going to square the bunt. Pulls the bat back. He'll take a drive to the left field. It's going to have enough air under it. It's going to be caught by Clayton Burton. A left fielder. So he squared the bunt, pulled the bat back, and then took a swing at it and took it to left field for a fly out. So with one out, Owen Munn is at first base, stepping in the bat, the three hitter, Ryan Schumer. Ryan Schumer wears number 7. Working out a stretch, now the set. Here comes a pitch from Francescina. low for a ball. The throw at second base is off target. To the left of the base, head first fly is good from Owen Munn. We'll mention Owen Munn wears number 12. Owen Munn slides in for his 11th steal, and he's not been thrown out. Here comes the pitch to Schumer. Low for a ball. One ball. Let's take that back. 2-0 count. Two balls, no strikes. Peering in, looking at signals. Is Jaden Franciscina out of a set, check second base. Here comes the 2-0 pitch. Outside a ball. Low in it. That count goes 3-0. Ryan Schumer looking for a pitch he can hit. See if Coach Bordenay has the green light lit for Ryan Schumer. Here comes a 3-0 pitch from Franciscina. Outside ball four. I'm sure the Hoosier Conference members know that Ryan Schumer has 5 round trippers on the season. They pitch him delicately. So Ryan Schumer, his courtesy runner at first base, is number 4, Ryan Elsner. So runners at first and second base. Owen Munn at second, Ryan Elsner at first, stepping in. Ben Mazur out of the set, pickoff move. Going to hold the baseball, no throw, nobody to throw it to at second. They're going to hover around second base. Hover around second base. Jay Brummett out of the set. Here's the pitch. The call is strike. I'm going to stay with the outside edge. I took a 40-inch bat to reach it. Kim goes 0-1. Peering in, looking at signals. Now out of the set. Here comes the pitch. Going to take a drive to left center. Going to try to make the play there. Can be called for by the left fielder and called by Clayton Burton. There are 2 outs. 2 outs here in third inning. Knights have runners at first and second base. Next batter in the lineup is going to step in. It's number 20, Cade Minnick. Cade Minnick in 16 games, 42 plate appearances, 33 at-bats. He's batting .242 on base percentage. Right there, .390. First pitch outside a ball. Right-handed pitcher. Jaden Franciscina steps back, peering in, looking at signals from catcher Ross Howard, now out of the set. There comes a 1-0 pitch. You're going to pop one. Right side, going to be foul territory. Getting a chase is the first baseman, and he'll make the catch. It's Luke Geno. Luke Geno catches out number 3. The Knights leave 2 aboard, and at the end of 3, the Knights, 3, the Indians, 0. The Indians coming to the plate. And we'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by PutneySports.com and Varsity Sports since 2008. Happy to support education-based high school varsity athletics. Baseball in the spring. The Lafayette Catholic Knights. Fall, the Tipton Blue Devils. Basketball in the winter, Tipton Blue Devil basketball, Central Catholic Knights basketball in Hamilton Heights, Lady Huskies basketball. We do thank you for tuning in. We're getting ready to see the Indians bat in the top of the 4th. Me working pretty good over there. They're pacing themselves. Looks like a long distance type of run going around the track. As they get a good going around the track. Looks pretty good. Reminds me of middle school track. Middle school days. That's a couple of days ago. Throw one down at second base. Ryan Schumer, frozen rope to Owen Munn. Stepping into bat with Twin Lakes. The gentleman who caught the foul ball rear at first base, Luke Geno. Luke Geno will step in. He's the 5 hitter. Working out a stretch. Now the set. Here comes a pitch from Fox. Breaking pitch just low. Had the break he wanted. We'll mention Luke Geno, a little bit taller gentleman, that right-handed batter's box. Here comes the 1-0. Rydell Meridian, strike called. Luke Denner has played in 17 games of the 19, 58 plate appearances, 36 at-bats. He's batting 306 in that right-handed batter's box. This comes in, breaking pitch, strike called. So Denner kind of looking out for that curveball. Righty, Tyler Fox in righty. Luke Denner, here comes a 1-2 pitch. Outside, ball two. Luke Denner, as mentioned, 306 batting average, 534 on base. He has scored 13 runs. He has 11 hits on the season. He has two doubles. Here comes the 2-2 pitch. Inside and tight. Ball three. 3-2 count to Luke Denner. Luke Denner has 12 RBI. He's walked 18 times. Here's the pitch. Ground ball, base hit. Between third baseman and shortstop in the left field, Jackson Chain throws it back in. So a 3-2 count, but Luke Denner gets himself on board. Stepping into bat for Twin Lakes, number 14, Alan Miller. Alan Miller is the sixth hitter. Bats from the right-handed batter's box. Peering in, now the set, pickoff move. Back safely is Denno. They get the ball back to Tyler Fox. Alan Miller, number 14, he's played in all 19 games. Here comes a step. Here comes a pitch. Inside a ball. Pops off the glove. Schumer. No harm done. Count goes 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Alan Miller. Batting 294 on base percentage of 547. He's got 10 hits on the season. Here comes a pitch. Outside a ball. Two balls, no strikes. Step back in. Alan Miller. Working from the stretch. Alan Miller is a junior class member. Pickoff move. Back to first base. Tag applies. But back safely is Steno. Jump goes 2-0. Working out the stretch. Now the set. Here comes the 2-0. Just above the zone. Ball three. 3-0 count. Tyler Fox. Working there, he'll step in the rubber. He'll peer in and look at signals from Ryan Schumer. Now out of the set, pickoff move, first base. T.J. Bell will toss it back. So Luke Denner safe at first base again. Alan Miller, three balls, no strikes. Here's the pitch. Fastball right down Meridian. Knee high, cold strike. Alan Miller scored 14 runs. He's walked 16 times. Here's the pitch. Ground ball, second base. Owenanga flip it to Gainhart. They'll go to first base, but not in time. The throw pulls T.J. Bell off the bag, but he was not going to get him anyway. So 4-6 and almost 3. Owenanga, Evan Gainhart, there's one out. So still, runner at first base. Choice right there. At first base now is 14, Alan Miller. Stepping in, Rob Howard. First pitch to Howard. Going to get him in the back, hit by pitch. Probably didn't feel good. Rob Howard goes to first base. And he's going to give way to a courtesy runner, 32. A run right there. That's 32 at base. Colton Robertson going to do the run at first base. So they're going to switch pitchers right now. Knights are going to send Tyler Fox to center field. I believe Brent Robbins is going to go in and give his shades away. Right there to Ben Button. He'll pick up the sunglasses and he'll put his regular specs back on. So he'll go out and get some warm-up tosses. Bryn Robbins going to take over right now. in the top of the fourth with one out. So Tyler Fox goes 3 1/3, exits the pitcher's mound, goes straight out to center field. Tyler Fox can play every outfield position. So getting some warm-up tosses there, Brent Robbins. Brent Robbins, right there as we write some notes here. Brent Robbins getting some warm-up tosses. And his buddy's right behind him, right there on the grass, along with Coach Bordenay. Coach Bordenay is one of their buddies. You know he is. So one out, getting warmed up, Brent Robbins, as they play some Duke the Hazard theme. Right there with Duke the Hazard. You remember watching Duke the Hazard back in the day. John Schneider, Tom Wopat, and Daisy somebody, Daisy Duke. But anyway, they're getting warm-up tosses right there. Brent Robbins steps in with 21 2/3 innings under his belt. This is appearance number 7. Brent Robbins, he's faced 110 batters. He's thrown 379 pitches. He's in a win-loss ratio of 2 wins, 3 losses. He's given up 29 hits. He's allowed 23 runs, and 20 of those runs are earned. He struck out 14. I should take that back. He's walked 14. He struck out 12. One of those strikeouts, they went down looking, and he's hit one batter along the way. Stepping in, right-handed batter. Eight hitter, number 44, Landon Arthur. There's one out. Runners at first and second base for Twin Lakes. Peering in, looking at signals. Out of the stretch, now the set. Double set, here comes the pitch from Robbins. Outside edge, called strike. He took his swing, he tried to. The pitch was called a strike without the check being even thought about. So here comes the 0-1 pitch to Arthur. And it's going to be hit by a pitch, trying to duck out of the way. Breaking pitch, didn't get the break he was wanting. Got the helmet, everybody's safe. A helmet popped back to the net. And we'll go down to first base. So Landon Arthur is aboard at first, and now the bases are loaded for Twin Lakes. Just one out. Stepping in, the 9-hitter, Clayton Burton, got himself aboard the base hit, first time up. Pitch comes in, strike called. Clayton Burton, played in all 19 games, 56 plate appearances, 49 at-bats. He's batting 245, 321 on base. Here comes the pitch. Low, outside half. Count goes 1-1. Number 9, Clayton Burton. Clayton Burton has scored 6 runs. He's got 12 hits. Here comes the pitch. Outside and high, ball 2. 2 balls, 1 strike, 1 out. Outfield playing straight away. Jackson Kane playing a little bit in left field. Same with Caden Minnick. Here comes the 2-1. Low for ball 3. 3 balls, 1 strike. Stepping away from the plate there, he'll step back in. Number 9, Clayton Burton. Ben Robbins looking for a streak. Base is loaded, working out a set. Pickoff move at second base, he'll hold the baseball. Evan Dehart, timing play. He'll step back in. 3 balls, 1 strike. Ben Robbins looking at signals. Now out of the set. Here comes the 3-1 pitch to Burton. Low for ball 4. So the Knights are going to give up a run. Ball 4 walk with bases loaded. Coming in to score. Right there for Twin Lakes. And that's number 14, Alan Miller. So stepping into bat once again. Third time in the lineup. Kristen Robertson, here's the pitch. This comes in a bit tall, ball 1. Tristan Robertson, number 8, stepping back in. working out of the stretch, now the set. Here comes the 1-0. Ground ball, third base. Gavin Buchel goes to the plate. The throw pulls Schumer off the plate. And they're going to score a run. That's number 32, Colton Robertson. And the Knights looking for an out. Still one out. Here in the top of the fourth and two runs in. Base is still loaded. Going to be a fielder's choice and not a base hit on the infield. Working from the stretch, now the set. Here comes a pitch to C.J. Brummett. Outside, low, ball one. C.J. Brummett, where's number 16? C.J. Brummett, we'll mention, is also a sophomore athlete. Peering in, looking at signals, working from the windup. Here's the pitch. High for ball two. Bullpen activity. The right field line for the Knights. Timeout on the diamond. Coach Bordenay going to walk out. One out. Bases loaded. One run in for Twin Lakes. We're top of the fourth inning. A 3-1 contest. Central Catholic Knights talking it over right there. Bren Robinson up to the dugout. Probably going to pick up, well, double check there. Coming in from right field, from the bullpen area. Central Catholic Knights going to go to their second relief pitcher in the ball game. Top of the fourth. Working right there on the pitches, man. Mikey Stapleton going to go to shortstop. I'm guessing Evan Jehart is going to get an opportunity probably to go bullpen since he is a starter and can re-enter. So working out on the pitches, man. I take that back. That is Evan Jehart. So he'll go without bullpen. He'll get warmed up right there on the pitcher's rubber. Evan Jehart is going to step in with seven innings under his belt. It's appearance number six for Evan. He's faced 42 batters. He's thrown 145 pitches. He's got a win-loss ratio of one win, one loss. And then we'll mention he's given up 11 hits, eight runs. Only seven of those runs were earned. He has walked four, he struck out five, and four of those five strikeouts went down looking. So we're getting some warm-up tosses. Coach Bordenay going to walk back to the dugout. Outfield going to break up their convention. Working the breaking pitch there, Evan Jehart. So Jehart is going to pitch to Brummett. Brummett has a 2-0 count. Brummett, as a batter in this time through, still belongs to Bren Robbins. So Evan Jehart going to try to help out his teammate. And he'll step in now, C.J. Brummett. 2-0 count. Bases are occupied by Twin Lakes. First pitch from Jehart. Swung on, fouled back, out of play. Two balls, one strike. Jehart going to chase that ball. Got by him, but the ball's dead from a foul ball. No hurry. Just set back in. Home plate umpire going to make the ball live. We think so. Maybe not. Signals given. Signals given by the catcher. Suffices as ball in play. That told to me. By Jeff Harrell. Working out a set. Here's the pitch. Ground ball. 0-9. He'll flip it to second base. They'll go to first base. And the runner going to second base did not peel off and did not slide. He went in straight up. Made it difficult for Mikey Stapleton to make the throw. So a third run in. And now base runners on the corners with two out. Stepping in the bat, three hitter, number six, Carson Wagner. Shortstop, stepping off the back of the rubber out of the set is Dean Hart. To step back in. Peering in, looking at the signal. Check first base out of the stretch. Out of the set. First pitch. This is low for ball one. Number six, Carson Wagner. Wagner is the shortstop for Twin Lakes. He's played in all 19 games. 77 plate appearances. 59 at-bats. Here comes the pitch. Breaking pitch finishes away. Ball two. Two balls, no strikes. Runners on the corners. Peering in, looking at signals. Now out of the set. Here comes the pitch. Going to take a drive to the left field. Jackson King going to come in and make the catch. Jackson King had to hit the deck. Reached out and made the catch. So with two outs, you got to go for the catch. And Jackson King pulled through. There are three outs. So Twin Lakes come up with three runs in the top of the fourth inning. They tie the ball game. Tie ball game after three and a half. 3-3, and the Knights going to bat. Step in as we listen to some Van Halen. I do like Van Hagar, but I do like Van Halen in the song Jump. Say what, Jump? You remember that song? Eddie Van Halen. Lord rest his soul. Eddie Van Halen could play the guitar so well. He came to the 1984 album, Eddie Van Halen. On a synthesizer. He brought the synthesizer into one of their practice sessions. And David Lee Roth was wondering, why are you using that? And it's a good thing they did, because Eddie Van Halen played that synthesizer and got a number one hit out of Van Halen's Jump back in 1984. And we'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by Discount Copies. Discount Copies, customized notepads. Invitations for all occasions, large format printing, black, white, and in color, business cards, carbonless forms, and much, much more. Stop in and meet the staff. Discount Copies, they're open 8:30 to 5 o'clock weekdays, and they're right there located west edge of Noblesville by 32 Bowl and behind Pizza Hut along State Road 32. Stepping into bat for the Knights. Number 18, T.J. Bell. First pitch from Francescina. High for ball one. T.J. Bell has played in 19 games, including last night's game. 61 plate appearances, 48 at-bats. He'll take a pitch outside edge, knee high, strike called. Count goes one and one. He'll step back in. T.J. Bell. Here comes the pitch. The full swing, foul ball. Third base coach, Rich Bordenay, claims it. He'll hold on to it in that back pocket. One ball, two strikes. Right-handed batter, T.J. Bell, looking for one he can drive. Tricky pitch inside a ball. Count goes two and two. T.J. Bell, he has two home runs on the season. Here comes a 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. He'll go down swinging. They'll throw the ball around the infield. And there's one out here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Stepping in to bat, number three, Jackson Kane. Jackson Kane came up with a good catch in the top half of the fourth to set Twin Lakes down. Here comes the first pitch from Francescina. Catchy swing. Pitch is high. They're going to check at first base. They're going to say he didn't go. So, one ball, no strikes. Jackson King working for the windup, getting Francescina. She comes in, a bit tall. Tall, and they call the strike. Jackson King, not that tall. He's tall, but not that tall. Here comes the pitch, the 1-1. Short off the glove. Good stop by Ross Howard. Two balls, one strike, Jackson Kane looking for one he can drive. He has a home run on the season. Here's the pitch. Tied for ball three. Three balls, one strike. Stepping back in, Jackson Kane. Jackson Kane batting 315. We'll take a pitch inside edge. And call it a strike. Count goes full, 3-2. Jackson Kane, a 422 on base percentage. He's got 17 hits. Gonna foul this one. Right side near the dugout. And pick it up right there, Tyler Fox. So he'll stay in the box with a 3-2 count. One out. Working in the bottom of the fourth. Here's the pitch. So he'll take a ball four and he'll jog down to first base. So one aboard for the Knights with one out. Next batter going to step in. It's going to be Tyler Fox. Tyler Fox in 16 games, 40 plate appearances, 34 at bats. He'll step in, right-handed batter. Working from the stretch, now the set. Francescina checks first. Here's the pitch. Pitch comes in high for ball one. Tyler Fox will mention 206 batting average, 289 on base percentage. There comes the pitch. Inside half the plate, thigh high, called strike. Count goes 1-1. One ball, one strike, one out. Jackson Kane is at first base. Here comes the pitch. Going to be a shot down the left field line. It's going to be fair. Going to go into the corner. It's actually going to be picked up at the warning track. It's going to be a double. Tyler Fox picks up his third double on the season. He moves the base runner over to third base. So runners at second and third. Mikey Stapleton was inserted at the shortstop position. Between Bren Robbins and Evan Dehart, pitching change. Mikey Stapleton going to bat after this timeout as Coach Jacob Burton walks out to talk with his infield. So runners at second and third base with one out. Bottom of the fourth inning. The 3-3 ball game in the hit department, Central Catholic 4. Twin Lakes, 3. So a long situation there on the pitcher's rubber, talking it over. And a conversation there. Both base runners, take that back, third base runner, and Mikey Stapleton, the next batter in the lineup for the Knights. Jackson Kane going to jog back. He'll take over third base runner. At second base is Tyler Fox. Tyler Fox got himself there legitimately with his third double on the season. Ball's live. Stepping in, Mikey Stapleton. We're going to have a stretch. Now the set. Here's the pitch. Low. Going to be blocked there. Nice short hop block by Ross Howard. A catcher. Saved a run right there. Kemp goes 1-0 to Stapleton. In 8 games, Mikey Stapleton, 17 plate appearances, 13 at-bats. He got a .267 on-base percentage. Next pitch, outside and low, ball two. Two balls, no strikes, one out. Signals given, Coach Boardman, not many. Runners at second and third base. Out of the set, here's the 2-0 pitch. Inside half, knee high, called strike. Two balls, one strike, one out. Let's step back in. Mikey Stapleton. Peering in, looking at signals, out of the stretch. A long peer for Jaden Francescina. Now the set. Here comes a 2-1. You know, pop one, right side. It's going to be a foul ball. It's going to be caught by the first baseman in foul territory. There are two outs. Two out on the diamond. Knights have two aboard. Knights looking to capitalize with both runners in scoring position. Stepping into bat once again is number 12, Owen Munn. Owen Munn got himself aboard last time up with a base hit. Peering in, looking at signals, and Sestina out of the set. Here comes the first pitch to Owen Munn. He's going to step off the back. Sets off the back. He wants to see the signals again. Ross Howard relays the signals again. Working from the set. Upset, here comes the first pitch to Owen Munn. Breaking pitch, just missed. Look good from here. Count goes 1-0. Peering in, looking at singles once again. Jaden Franciscina. Now out of the set, he'll check third base. Here comes the pitch. Low. Good block right there. Low pitch. Count goes 2-0. On deck, Central Catholic is Evan Genhart. Evan Genhart is the pitcher of record. Peering in, looking at signals. Now out of the set, Franciscina. Here's the 2-0 pitch. Breaking pitch finishes outside. 3-0. Twin Lakes, you know they thought that was a strike. It was not. They're giving the oohs and the ahs. Here comes the 3-0 pitch. Even square to bunny. Not going to bunt. High for ball four. So Owen Munn jogs to first base. Bases are loaded. Two out. Bottom of the fourth inning. It's a 3-3 ball game. Hoosier Conference West Division might be the final game in the Hoosier Conference head-to-head. Not sure. Here comes the pitch to Genhart. Low for ball one. One ball, no strikes. Genhart looks for signals, steps back in. Right-handed batter, working out a stretch, now the set. Here comes the pitch from Franciscina. Outside, ball two. Two balls, no strikes. Two out, bases loaded for the Knights. Bottom of the fourth, Evan Genhart, here comes the pitch. They'll let it go by, strike call, lets one go by, taking a look. Kemp goes 2-1. Steps back in. Out of a stretch, now the set. Here's the 2-1. High above the zone for ball three. Three balls, one strike. Franciscina has got to deliver two in a row. 3-1. I take you back. 3-1 count. Here comes the pitch. High for ball four. So the Knights get a little bit of a taste of what they've been dishing out. Coming in from third base on the ball four walk. Jackson Kane. So Knights have one in. Base is still loaded. Next back for the Knights. You got five home runs on the season. Going to step in. Senior athlete, left-handed batter, Ryan Schumer. Out of the set, first pitch to Schumer. Strike called. Not across the dish. Not sure how tall it was or how low it was. Count goes 0-1. Comes a set for Franciscina. Comes a pitch to Schumer. Breaking pitch. Back door. Misses. Get high. One ball, one strike. Schumer. Left-handed batter's box. Right-handed pitcher. Jaden Franciscina. Here's the 1-1. They'll take it back up the middle. Base hit to center field. It's going to score Tyler Fox. Coming in after Tyler Fox to score is number 12, Owen Munn. So it's a two RBI single off the bat of the three hitter, Ryan Schumer. And Evan Genhart is at second base. Schumer going to give way to Ryan Elsner, courtesy runner. Ryan Schumer going to put his gear on. So Knights pick up a couple more. So the Knights have three at the bottom of the fourth. Now batting Ben Mazur with two aboard. Pitch comes in, going to pop one to right field. And it's going to be called for right there by the right fielder, and the catch is made by Landon Arthur. So Twin Lakes out of the inning, and the Knights come up with three runs on two hits. We'll go to the top of the fifth inning. I mentioned Central Catholic Knights, 6, Twin Lakes Indians, 3. We'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by Sign Production. Sign Production, a business with a good sign, is a sign of good business. Computer-generated, painted, and sandblasted signs, billboard advertising, large-format signage, vehicle graphics and lettering, banners and window lettering. Sign Production, since 1985. You can dial them up by telephone, or you can send them a text message at 317-946-2424. Again, that number is 317-946-2424. And get some warm-up tosses. Once again, is Evan Deanhart. Going to the top of the fifth inning. Central Catholic High School. And two teams played very early in the season. I think, the first game back from Central Catholic trip to Tennessee. Central Catholic got the win. So what, since then, Twin Lakes have been playing good baseball. Currently 12-7 on the season. They're 5-2 against West Division foes. And they're going against Central Catholic here tonight. Both teams, their final game in the West Division tonight. So stepping into bat, we're going to see number 11, Tanner Coble. Tanner Coble, right-handed batter, stepping in for Twin Lakes. And there's the shot. They start. The run around the track, breaking pitch in there by Deanhart, called strike. Right-handed batter, number 11, Tanner Coble. Here comes the second pitch from Deanhart. He's going to take a drive. He's going to go between second and first. It'll be a base hit. Right there in the middle of Owen Munn and T.J. Bell. Nice poke to right field by Tanner Coble. Tanner Coble gets himself aboard once again. Now going to bat. It's going to be Luke Deno. Luke Deno last time up. Got a base hit. He'll step in once again. Right-handed batter. Working from the stretch. Deanhart. Now the set. Here comes the pitch. Deno. And it's outside a ball with a breaking pitch. So Luke Deno plays first base for Twin Lakes. Working out a stretch, now the set. Here comes the pitch to Deno. The foul one back, out of play. It'll bounce, and he'll set back in. One ball, one strike. Luke Deno, right-handed batter. Right-handed pitcher out of the set. F. Deanhart, pitch comes in low for ball two. Two balls, one strike. Luke Deno, batting 306 on the season, is the pitch. He'll take a drive to right field. Going to bounce in there for a base hit. Picked up by Caden Minnick. Bringing in to the cutoff, Owen Munn. So two aboard, consecutive order. For Twin Lakes, nobody out. Top of the fifth inning. A 6-3 contest. Knights in front. Stepping in the bat once again. The sixth hitter, number 14, Alan Miller. Working from the stretch, now the set. Deanhart checks second base. Square in the bunt is Miller. Foul ball over by the Knights dugout. No balls, one strike. Trying to put the bunt down, trying to move the runners is Coach Jake Burton's idea. Coach Jake Burton working in year number 44. Coach Boardman working in year number 32 overall. Swing and a miss, breaking pitch. Count goes 0-2. Evan Deanhart has Alan Miller 0-2. Ahead in the count. Runners at first and second base. Now out of the set. He'll check second. Here's the pitch. Breaking pitch. Let it go by. And it's a ball, evidently. A lot of folks on hand expressing their displeasure. One ball, two strikes. Out of the set, here comes the pitch. Going to foul it back, right side, out of play. So again, it'll be a 1-2 offering for Evan Gehart. Stepping back in, Alan Miller. Where's the first and second base? Out of the set, the 1-2. Swing and a miss. So, two out. Take that back. One out. One out here in the top of the fifth. Next batter in the lineup is seven hitter number one, Ross Howard. Ross Howard is the catcher. Ross Howard batting 286. That's in seven games. 524 on base percentage. Just four hits. Here comes the pitch. We'll take a drive to center field. It's going to be shallow. It's actually going to get to second base. Easy catch right there for Owen Munn. And the home plate umpire acknowledges that with an infield fly rule. It's a soft one, not real tall, but tall enough to be routinely caught by Owen Munn. Two outs in the inning. Next batter, Landon Arthur. Take a drive to the left field, going to bounce in there one time. Jackson Kane going to come up throwing at home plate again like he did last night when he gunned down. I didn't know it was number two. Trying to recollect his name. But Jackson Kane, pretty good arm. He's got a catcher's arm. Catcher's arm. He got a left fielder's arm also. So there are two out now. Bases are loaded. Stepping in, number nine, Clayton Burton. He's the left fielder. That's in the ninth spot. Out of the set, first pitch from Gehart. Breaking pitch in there for a strike. Evan Gehart, pretty good command of that curveball. That breaking pitch, he's putting it where he wants it. No balls, one strike. Clayton Burton, right into the batter. Here's the pitch. Hits it again. Memorex. Carbon copy of the previous pitch. Breaking pitch in there for a called strike. Count goes 0-2. Peering in, looking at signals, out of the stretch. Long gear, now the set. It comes the 0-2 pitch outside of ball. Trying to get the fish pitch. Making fish a little bit. He decides not to. Count goes 1-2. Right-handed batter's box, Clayton Burton. Clayton Burton, a member of the sophomore class. Gonna poke one to right field. Playing a little bit shallow, gonna make the catch. Gave minutes. And they retire the side. They leave three runners aboard in the top of the fifth inning. And they're going to the bottom of the fifth inning. Knights, six. Indians, three. And we do appreciate you tuning in, and we'll mention, don't forget, Indiana Beach, that weather is getting good. They're saying all week it's going to be in the mid to upper 70s. As mentioned, about 73, 74 degrees today. And make your plans for Indiana Beach. Indiana Beach Campground and RV Resort. Indiana Beach, if you didn't know, it's in Monticello, Indiana. It's right there, about just a little bit northeast, northeast of Twin Lakes High School, same city. It's at 2732 Northwest Schaefer Drive, Monticello, Indiana, 47960. They have daily admission tickets, or they have season pass. They have season pass. Bid for just $69.99. Call them up at 574-583-1. Again, their number is 574-583-4141, Indiana Amusement Park, Indiana Beach, Monticello. Stepping into bat, left-handed batter for the Knights, Caden Minnick. Still on the pitchers now is Jaden Franceschina. First pitch. Inside half, breaking pitch for a strike. No balls, one strike. T.J. Bell is on deck. Caden Minnick, here comes the pitch. Outside of ball. Down goes 1-1. Caden Minnick, left-handed batter. Caden Minnick batting 242, 390 on base percentage. Here comes the 1-1. Out in front of it, swing and a miss. Took a little bit off of that pitch, did Francescina. Francescina has pitched for quite a long time. He knows the ropes. Here comes a 1-2 pitch to Caden. Ground ball, right side, foul. It's up against the foul fence. Caden Minnick, he'll stay in the box. So a 1-ball, 2-strike pitch on the way. Here's the pitch. Backdoor football misses outside. It's step back in. Caden Minnick, here comes a wide and the pitch. Take a shot to right field. Going to get by the glove of Lugano at first base. Going to go into left field. Going to be a single off the bat of Caden Minnick. Picked up in right field by Landon Arthur. So the batter aboard here in the bottom of the fifth. Next batter stepping in for the Knights. Number 18, T.J. Bell. Caden Minnick at first base. A modest lead. Almost an elbow or shoulder turn. No call. Pitch comes in. Fastball outside half for strike one. So Francescina from the stretch. They'll look at first base. Now the set. Double set. Here's the pitch. Breaking pitch. Missed inside. Count goes 1-1. There's nobody out. Bottom of the fifth inning. It's a 6-3 ball game. Knights in front. Captain Kane is on deck. Timeout. Out of the box. T.J. Bell, want to see the signals again. Coach Bordenate, Deer Rivers. Caden Minnick saw the signals also. So 1-1, out of the set. Francescina scored a bunt. Going to put a bunt down third baseline. Going to play it right there to throw T.J. Bell out at first base. Nice play from third baseman Alan Miller. Mission accomplished. Caden Minnick is at second base. So it'll be a sacrifice bunt off the bat of T.J. Bell. With one out, next batter for the Knights to step in is Jackson Kane. Jackson Kane wears number 3. He's batting 298, 403 on base percentage. Check second, out of set. First pitch to Jackson. In a foul, one back, out of play. No balls, 1-1. Back to second base, Caden Minnick. He'll get a lead. They go straight off the bag. Hovering there at second base is C.J. Brummett. Here comes the pitch. High for ball one. 1-1. There's one out. Bottom of the fifth inning. Stepping back in, Jackson Kane, straightaway stance. Working out a stretch, now the set. Here comes a 1-1 pitch. Inside and tall, ball two. 2-1. Some bullpen activity down the right field line. Nice bullpen. Turn in, signals, now the stretch, now the set. Here comes the 2-1. Inside, they call a strike. Going to call a strike. Count goes 2-2. Jackson King steps back in. Turn in, looking at signals. Francescina out of the set. Here's the 2-2. He'll take a drive to left center. Going to back him up. Center fielder's going to look at it. It's going to land on the warning track right there in front of the Wendy's hamburger sign. And Jackson Kane has an RBI double. And we'll mention Jackson Kane on the season picks up his second double. And Jackson Kane picks up his 7th RBI. So 1 run here in the bottom of the 5th. Still 1 out. Knights batting, stepping in, Tyler Fox. Tyler Fox started this game pitching, went 3 1/3. Now in center, if I take that back, Tyler Fox. And the right-handed batter's box. Here comes the pitch. Breaking pitch in there for a strike. Nice placement by Pacina. So Jackson Kane is at second base, the lone runner presently for the Knights. Here comes the pitch to Fox. Going to foul one right side out of play. And he'll step back in with an 0-2 count. Tyler Fox stepping back in. Turn in, looking at signals. Jaden Francescina out of the set. Here comes the 0-2. Swing and a miss. Healthy cut. Right on time to go back to the dugout. Next batter is going to be Mikey Stapleton. Mikey Stapleton going to bat with 2 outs. Jackson Kane at second base. Mikey Stapleton has some quick hands. Out of the set, right-handed batter, Mikey Stapleton. Take a full cut, foul ball in the box, going to get a piece of him. Home plate umpire calls foul ball. So, no balls, 1 strike, 2 out. Bottom of the 5th inning. Knights have 1 run in. Out of the set, here comes the pitch. On it. Ball's going to go into left field. Going to make it home. Jackson Kane scores a run. And Jackson Kane on the season picks up his 9th run there as he touches the plate. So 2 runs in here in the bottom of the 5th inning. It's an 8-3 contest. Counts 0-2 with 2 outs to Mikey Stapleton. Here comes the pitch from Francescina. Outside edge calls it a strike. The plate gets a little wider at times. So he'll set him down. Pretty difficult pitch to hit right there. Might as well not had a bat in the batter's box. So the Knights going to play defensively. To get 2 runs in the bottom of the 5th inning. Getting ready to bat here in the top of the 6th, Twin Lakes Indians. At the end of 5 complete, Knights 8, Indians 3. So, Evan Jeanhart getting some final warm-up pitches. And we'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by Larson and Sons Target Sports. They're located 408 South Main Street, in Indiana, 46069. On the web, take that back. By telephone, you can reach them at 317-758-5886. Again, their number is 317-758-86. They have new and used certified gun sales. Buy, sell, trade. Gunsmithing and repairs are welcome at Target Sports. At Target Sports, safe practice shooting. Stepping in the bat for Twin Lakes, number 8, Tristan Robert. First pitch from Jeanhart. Full cut, foul ball near the screen. No balls, 1 strike. Leadoff batter in today's ball game, number 8, Tristan Robertson. Going to poke one right side. Might be playable. It's going to float out of play. Going to hit the top of the Knights dugout. Count goes 0-2. No balls, 2 strikes. Tristan Robertson. Still batting, 0-2 count. First batter, top of the 6th. For Twin Lakes. Down in. Here comes a wind. Here comes the pitch. Going to take a drive to left field. Is it going to be a fair ball? It's going to land foul. And the left field line landed about 30 feet foul. Ends up in the corner. Picked up on the warning track by Jackson Kane. Tristan Robertson was on his horse. He was on his way to second base. Still, no balls, two strikes, a step back in. Tristan Robertson. From the windup, here's a pitch from Genhart. Outside, ball one. One ball, two strikes. Peering in, here comes a wind from Genhart, the 1-2. They'll take a right back up the middle. Very difficult play to make for C.J. Bell. Backing up the throw was Ryan Schumer. We're probably going to go, they're going to put an E on the board. E4 on the throw. So with one aboard, nobody out. Next batter for the Indians is going to be number 16, C.J. Brummett. C.J. Brummett, left-handed batter's box. And now the stretch, now the set. Here's the pitch from Genhart. They'll take it the other way. It'll be a base hit over shortstop Mikey Stapleton. Goes into left field. Base hit for C.J. Brummett, thrown back in by Jackson Kane. So, Twin Lakes Indians with nobody out. First at first and second base. Next to the bat is going to be the three-hitter, number 6, Carson Wagner. Right here in the batter's box. Peering in, looking at singles. Now out of the set, here comes first pitch to Wagner. Breaking pitch, finished just high. Good break, right location, just a bit tall. Count goes 1-0 to Wagner. Looking out of the stretch, now the set. Here comes a 1-0 pitch. Breaking pitch, finished a bit inside. Count goes 2-0. Wagner played in all 19 games and batting .339. Right-handed batter's box. Out of the set, here comes the 2-0. Pitch comes in, strike call. Two balls, one strike. Wagner has season. He's got 16 RBI. Working out of the stretch, now the set. Here comes the 2-1 pitch. Outside edge, kneecap high, called strike. Count goes 2-2. Wagner going to step back in. Wagner has one home run. He's got a triple, a home run, and 5 doubles. Working out of the set. Here comes a 2-2. Ground ball, fair. Third baseline. Coach Burton going to send it. He's got wheels. He's going to make it standing up. It's going to be an RBI single. And scoring from second base is number 8, Tristan Robertson. So one run in thus far here in the top of the 6th for Twin Lakes. It's an 8-4 ball game. Runners at first and second base. Nobody out. Next batter is going to be number 11, Tanner Coble. Tanner Coble got himself aboard with a base hit. Last at bat. Working out a stretch. Now the set. Here's the pitch. Breaking pitch in there for a strike. As said it before, Evan Genhart has good command of the curveball. Working from the stretch. Now the set. Here comes the pitch. Foul ball. Right side up against the screen. Count goes 0-2. No balls. Two strikes. Runners at first and second base. Nobody out. Working from the stretch, peering in, looking at signals from Schumer. Now the set, here comes the 0-2 to Coble. Outside of ball. So the count goes 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Tanner Coble, he's the DH. He bats in the 4 spot. Peering in, looking at signals. Evan Genhart out of the set. Here's the pitch. Going to take a shot to shortstop, Mikey Stapleton makes the play. A line drive rope to Stapleton. He had to move considerably to his right. Make a good stab and then throw it back to Owen Munn. Get the double play. So two outs quickly right here in the top of the 6th. So they have one aboard. Aboard is number 6, Carson Wagner. He's at first base. Stepping in is Luke Geno. Working out a stretch, out set. Pitch comes in. Called strike. That's pretty far outside. Man, I get that first strike, but not the third. So working out a stretch, out of a set. Here comes the pitch. Breaking pitch, evidently. Pretty inside. So Luke Geno is going to have to bat with just one strike. Working out a set. Here comes the pitch. Going to strike him out. That's low and outside. Luke Geno might not have gotten a strike in that at bat. And he's going to walk slowly back to the dugout. Coach right there is going to try to console him. Pat him on the back. And that's exactly what happened. So the Twin Lakes Indians in the top of the sixth come up with one run. And it's an 8-4 contest here at Central Catholic. And we'll mention this game is also in part being brought to you by TricksandFishers.com. Since 1983, they're celebrating 40th year, 40th anniversary, right there at Fritz and Fishers. You can visit them online or you can visit them on site, TricksandFishers.com. They have great cars, great prices, great customers. You can dial them up at their dealership in Fishers, Indiana, 317-842-2228. They have two Hamilton County locations, Fritz and Fishers at 8599 East 116th Street, Fishers, Indiana. Their second location is Fritz in Noblesville, 2400 Westfield Road, Noblesville, Indiana. That's right there between Noblesville and Westfield. You can dial them up at that dealership at 317-773-2232. Again, their number is 317-773-2232. You can explore their quality used car inventory. You can visit them online or visit them on site. That's FritzandFishers.com. F-R-I-T-Z. As they play a little bit of music right here. A little bit of Walk of Life. Walk of Life. George Knopfler, best guitar player, right behind Eddie Van Halen. So they're going to throw one down from the right arm of Ross Howard. Frozen rope, second baseman, C.J. Brummett. Let's throw it around the infield. To put the ball back into the glove of Jaden Francescina. Next batter to step in. Owen Munn. Owen Munn was number 12. 21 games. 85 plate appearances. 75 at-bats. First pitch to Munn. He tries to check his swing. It gets the bat. The foul ball. So foul ball to Munn. He stepped back in. Owen Munn, batting 320. Right into the batter's box. Here's the pitch. Breaking pitch. Going to get the umpire right on the front mask there. Knocks the mask off. He's okay. He's got the helmet underneath. Kind of like the Hogan Heroes type of helmet that Schultz would wear. He's okay. One ball, one strike, nobody out. Working from the windup, Jaden Francescina. Going to be a ground ball. Shortstop, he'll move to his right. Wagner, strong arm throw, it's tall. And Ryan Johnson sends him to second base as the ball gets by first base up against the foul fence. And my guess is, well, no, don't know, but it's probably a single. Probably a hit. I don't see any identification there on the upper right corner of the scoreboard. So we'll call that a single for Owen Munn, and he'll take second base on the overthrow. So timeout on the diamond. Ross Howard jogs out, talking with Jaden Francescina, and step in to bat once again, Evan Jeanhart. So, Evan DeHart, right-handed batter at second base, is 0-9. Second batter here in the bottom of the sixth. Out of the set, here's the pitch. You put a bunt down. Going to be a foul ball, left side. Looking for a good bunt. He knew it was foul when he bunted it. 0-9 was on his horse towards third base. Ryan Schumer is on deck for the night. Nobody out. Bottom of the sixth inning. It's an 8-4 contest. Knights in front. Out of the set. Check second base. Here's a pitch. They'll put another bunt down. It's going to be another foul ball near the same area. So, Evan Genehart's trying to get aboard. Trying to move the runner. He's trying to get that extra bonus. Get aboard with the bunt. Moving back, that's Alan Miller. He's well behind the bag at third base. See if Coach Bordenay gives him the bunt sign again with two out with two strikes. We'll see. Yes, he's going to. Pulls a bad back ball, gets by Ross Howard. So Evan Genehart, mission accomplished without a bunt. Might still have the green light for the bunt signal. Might be a safety bunt. Probably not a suicide bunt, but could be. Knights have tried one or two suicide squeezes this season. Working out a stretch, peering in, looking at signals. Now the set. Here comes a 1-2 pitch. Gonna call him out. Inside, you can't even get a bat on a pitch like that. If you did, it would hit the handle. So they walk Evan Genehart back to the dugout. I don't think we're in that big a hurry to go home. So one out, stepping in, Ryan Schumer. 0-9 at third base. Pitch comes in, strike called. Step back in. 0-1 count, Ryan Schumer. Looking out of the stretch, now the set. Here comes the pitch. Outside of ball. He laid off that one. He called it a ball. 1-1 count, one out. Working out the stretch, now the set. 0-9 at third base. You're going to take a drive, foul ball the other way, out of play. Left-handed batter, Ryan Schumer. One ball, two strikes, one out. Bottom of the sixth inning. 8-4, Knights in front. Working out of the stretch, now the set. Here comes a 1-2. Ground ball, base hit. Between second baseman and first baseman, rolls into right field. Going to be an RBI single off the bat of Ryan Schumer. He'll give way to courtesy runner Ryan Elsner. Ryan Schumer will put the gear on. And Owen Munn comes in to score a run. Owen Munn has him down for 27 runs scored on the season. He's the leadoff batter. He's the one-hitter for the Knights. Ryan Elsner, pretty good lead there at first base. Here comes the pitch. Ben Mazur in the batter's box. Pitch comes in high for ball one. Ben Mazur bats in the fourth spot. Ben Mazur in 20 games, batting 368. Here comes the pitch. Inside edge, called strike. That left-handed batter, excuse me, that right-handed batter's box, the chalk is about all gone there. Left-handed box has a little bit. Working out a stretch, now the set. 1-1 pitch from Francis Kina. Breaking pitch. Finishes inside a bit tall. Count goes 2-1. Ben Mazur. Ben Mazur's probably going to unleash one right here. I'm telling you, the guy has a fluent swing. Here comes the pitch. Nope, going to be a pickoff move. Back into first base safely. Head first is Ryan Elsner. Two balls, one strike, one out. Elsner at first base. He's running for Schumer. Schumer got a single and an RBI. He's in the dugout. Healthy cut, swing and a miss. Ben Mazur. Two balls, two strikes. Ben Mazur in 21 games batting .373. On base percentage of .466. He's the four hitter. Here's the pitch. And a foul back to the screen. Little bit on the handle there. Just underneath the baseball. Ben Mazur has a fluent swing as if you were a right-handed batting Ken Griffey Jr. Here comes a 2-2 pitch from Francescina. Ground ball back to Francescina. Touches him. Ends up in the hands of the second baseman, C.J. Brummett. Brummett tags Ryan Elsner as he goes by and then tries to get the double play by throwing to first base, and it goes back to the screen. And they was picked up by Ross Howard backing up the throw from the catcher's position. So Coach Burton coming out to double check. And safe at first base is Ben Mazur. Ben Mazur might be giving way to a runner, pinch runner. Yes, Coach Bordenay making an adjustment. Ben Mazur going to jog off. To do the running at first base, 35, number 35, Ben Button. So stepping in, Caden Minnick working out of the stretch, now the set. First pitch to Minnick. Outside and low, ball one. One ball, no strikes. Peering in, looking at signals. Looking at first base out of the stretch. Now the set. Francescina to Minnick. He's going to take one to center field. Got some air under it. He'll go the other way with it and making the catch over that left shoulder. Short, I should say, center fielder, Tristan Robertson. Makes the final out in the inning. The Knights come up with one. The 9-4 ball game. Knights in front. So we'll be batting here in the bottom, excuse me, the top of the seventh inning. It's going to be the Twin Lakes Indians. And we'll mention this game is also in part being brought to you by Reynolds Farm Equipment. Reynolds Farm Equipment since 1955, located 1451 East 276th Street, Atlanta, Indiana. ReynoldsFarmEquipment.com. Reynolds Farm Equipment, right there. We'll mention their hours of operation. For Reynolds, it's Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturday, 7:30 a.m. to 12 noon. They're closed on Sunday, and picking up a mask, catcher's mask, going behind a dish with a glove on, is none other than Coach Tim Bordenay. Tim Bordenay warming up Evan Genhart while Ryan Schumer puts the gear on. And Evan Genhart throwing a curveball to Coach Bordenay, and Bordenay going to give away the mask and the glove. And Coach Bordenay, I'm sure he's done that before. He played a lot of second base at Purdue, and his dad tells me his senior year here at Central Catholic, Tim Bordenay hit 10 triples. And we'll mention Titus Bakery and Deli, they're right there inside Reynolds Farm Equipment. Titus Bakery and Deli, they're open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. Saturday, they're open 7 a.m. to noon. You can join them for breakfast and or lunch. Reynolds Farm Equipment, Titus Bakery and Deli along U.S. 31 in northern Hamilton County. Stepping in the bat, Twin Lakes Indians. First pitch, ball out. They call a strike. Stepping back in, 14, Alan Miller. Here comes the pitch. Low for ball one. One ball, one strike. First batter, top of the seventh. Here comes a 1-1 pitch. Outside, he's going to call it a strike. I'm telling you what, he's ready to go home. Jiminy. One ball, two strikes. Ground ball. Can be fielded first baseman, T.J. Bell, lost the handle, trying to make the throw to Evan Dehart, covering and safe at first base. Reaching on air is 14, Alan Miller. So one aboard, nobody out. Next batter stepping in for Twin Lakes, number one, Ross Howard. Ross Howard is the catcher, has done a pretty good job behind the dish today. Working from the stretch, now the set, Evan Dehart. Ground ball, third base, Mikey Stapleton. They'll go to second base. Safe at first base. Try to go 5-4-3 and just safe at first. But they get the lead runner, Alan Miller. The jogging out, courtesy runner. Number 32, Colton Robertson. Robertson at first base, doing the running right there. Stepping into bat is Landon Arthur. Working from the stretch, now the set, here's the pitch. Ground ball, shortstop. From the field, Mikey Stapleton goes to second base. They'll go 6-4 and safe at first. There are two out here in the top of the seventh inning. Next batter stepping in is number 9, Clayton Burton. Clayton Burton plays left field. Has played a good left field position in this ball game. Peering in, looking at signals. Out of the set, Evan Dehart. Here's the pitch. Outside, ball one. One ball, no strikes. Out of the stretch, now the set. Here comes the pitch to Burton. You're going to take a drive over third base. Base hit down the left field line. Nice poke by number 9, Clayton Burton. The Twin Lakes have two aboard with two out here in the top of the seventh. So Alan Miller is at second base. Clayton Burton is at first base. Stepping in, the one hitter, number 8, Tristan Robertson. Looking out of the set, here's the pitch. Breaking pitch high for ball one. One ball, no strikes. Working out of the stretch, now the set. Here comes the pitch. They'll take a base hit to right field, went the other way with it. Tony Gwynn style. Going to be an RBI single off the bat of Tristan Robertson. Coming in to score is 14, Alan Miller. It's an 8-5 contest. Coming down from third base, Coach Burton. Next batter going to step in. The two-hitter, number 16, C.J. Brummett. Second baseman. Runners at second and third base. Timeout on the diamond. Coach Tim Borden is going to walk out to talk with his infield. So an 8-5 ball game. Take that back. It may be 9. I got to mention, this scoreboard is a bit different. It's a good one. But it might need some help. Got the magenta bulbs. And I will mention that it's a 9-5 ball game. Knights in front. So they're going to make a pitching change once again. Coach Borden is going to send Evan Dehart back to shortstop. Evan Dehart recorded some outs. We're going to see Ryan Schumer. He takes the gear off. He's going to come out and get the pitcher's rubber ready. And going to warm him up at home plate is 35, Ben Button. And they're making their adjustments right there. Miniature stenographer's pad. Ryan Schumer going to step in there. Do some pitching. Ryan Schumer on the season has 12 innings under his belt. This is appearance number 6 for Ryan. He's faced 62 batters. He's thrown 245 pitches. He's got a win-loss record of 1 win, 2 losses. He's allowed 9 hits. He's allowed 12 runs. Only 3 of those runs were earned. He's walked 11. He struck out 16. 4 of those strikeouts went down looking. He has hit 2 batters along the way, and he's got an ERA of 1.750. So he's getting some warm-up tosses right there. He's getting some velocity. He's been catching all day long, so he's loose, working it from the right-handed pitching slot. T.J. Bell over at first base, taking some throws from Evan Dienhorst at shortstop. So 2 runners aboard for Twin Lakes. Twin Lakes Indians. The Indians have 1 run in thus far here in the 7th inning. Next batter going to step in for the Indians is going to be number 16, C.J. Brummett. Sun's going down, getting a little bit chilly, not too awful bad. And I'm pretty good group of people here on the premises at Central Catholic. That's including the track meet that's going on. So I think they're about ready to go. So C position umpire is ready to go. Home plate ready to go. Stepping in, left-handed batter, C.J. Brummett. Right-handed hurler. Let's try to get it out. It's going to be Ryan Schumer. Backdoor curveball misses outside. 1 ball, no strikes. Peering in, looking at signals once again. C.J. Brummett in the batter's box. Out of the set, here comes the pitch. Going to foul one back, out of play. Count goes 1-1. 1 ball, 1 strike. C.J. Brummett going to step back in. Left-handed batter. Peering in, looking at signals. Now out of the set, here's the 1-1. He's going to take a drive to the left field. Is it going to be playable? Move it out in front. Couldn't quite make the play. That's Tyler Fox, I do believe, out in left field. Had to run a long way, a foul ball down the left field line. So the count goes 1-2. He'll lick the fingers. He'll dry off. Steps in the rubber. Looks at signals. Working out a stretch, now the set, Schumer to Brummett. Outside of ball. I almost thought he was going to call that a strike. 2-2 count. Peering in, looking at signals, Ryan Schumer. Here comes a 2-2 to Brummett. Ground ball, shortstop. Evan Dienhorst fields it, throws on the run. Gets the put out at first base with T.J. Bell, and that completes the ball game. So the Knights capture the win. They finish the West Division at 8 wins, 0 losses. And we'll mention Twin Lakes Indians finished the West Division, 5 wins, 3 losses. Final score here tonight, Central Catholic 9 and Twin Lakes Indians 5. We do appreciate you tuning in. We'll mention next game on the agenda for Twin Lakes. They're going to play again tomorrow night. They'll play at Frontier High School. Twin Lakes will make the bus trip. That'll be a 5 o'clock start tomorrow, May the 10th. And we'll also mention Central Catholic. Central Catholic, next game on their agenda, they're going to have a couple of days off. They'll practice, I'm quite sure, that they'll play in the Hoosier crossover game, weather permitting. Check out the chart there, the weather. The weatherman's calling for some rain, but Friday night, May the 12th, 5:30 start time, right here at Gordon Lemming Field. Western Panthers finished the East Division 8-0. Central Catholic finished the West 8-0. Should be a good ball game Friday night, 5:30. If you can't make it, please listen. Put me in sports.com. We thank you for listening. We thank my wife back home for sound check. And we do appreciate you listening. And we'll mention, no matter if you're home or away, if you're doing the teaching and the learning, don't let it go. Keep the fire burning. Hey, we're post-game. Going to talk to Coach Bournet. Coach Bournet, you got to win. Makes it legitimate for Friday's game.
Yeah, you know, more importantly, we needed the win tonight. You know, we lost three in a row and a couple of really tight ball games, and I thought our guys did a good job with runners in scoring position tonight, putting the ball in play and forcing them to make some plays, and they threw a couple balls away for us, led to three of our runs, and we're just fortunate to get out of here with a victory.
You're going to play Friday night. I'm sure you're getting pretty close to being ready for that.
Yeah, you know, we're excited for the opportunity Friday. You know, we know we're up for a tough task with Western Mitchell Dean. We had a great ball game last two years actually against them, and hoping for a repeat again this year. And I know our guys are jacked up and ready to go.
Yeah, I bet you was jacked up ready to go when you picked up that catcher's mask and you pulled the catcher's glove up and you went out and warmed up Evan Dehart.
You got to do what you got to do, right? So, no, we just, you know, I think our guys played a little bit more focused tonight, and, you know, I thought maybe we hadn't been there completely the last few ball games. But I thought we were pretty much in first pitch, last pitch tonight.
I got to admit, you used your lineup tonight. You got the lineup in.
Yeah, you know, we've got some guys that can come in and play. And, you know, we used four pitchers tonight, so we had to do some maneuvering defensively. But guys that came in did a nice job.